Callahan Show.
Golf, 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 more, more.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Masters edition of This Week in Golf, the best week of the year for golf fans. Let's start off with a fun fact. Speaking of hello, friends, and Jim Nance, did you know who Jim Nance's college roommate is? Fred Couples. Fun fact. Speaking of the Masters, where are you going to watch it this week? Well, first of all, probably early in the day on Thursday and Friday on some of the streaming services, either themasters.com, the Masters app, which is by far the best app in golf. It's wonderful. And you can watch it on YouTube, Paramount Plus, or ESPN Plus if you have the subscriptions there. So those will be simulcasted on multiple screens so that you can watch, like, because, okay, so the main broadcast, for instance, on Thursday doesn't start until 3 p.m. Eastern time. Gosh, I'm a suck to live on the East Coast. At least for the West Coast, we get it at 12. But yeah, so before 3 o'clock, tee time start at 7 in the morning, by the way. So you're going to have to watch it online on the streaming service, and you can do the simulcast. So themasters.com, I guess the app as well, you can watch four screens at a time. So you can watch like a featured group, holes, Amen Corner, 16, 15, and 16. So that's kind of how you're going to have to watch it. That's how we all watch it. But then all the main broadcast feeds basically come on at 3 p.m. On the weekend, they come on at 2 p.m. So that's how to watch. Let's talk about another fun thing. Let's talk about 15 things that the champion will get. Okay, number one, we all know the green jacket. Number two, your name on the trophy. Number three, a replica of the trophy. So that's all pretty good. We know about that stuff. But here's some good ones. They get a gold medal. Gold medal dates back to the original Masters in 1934. Next, they get a gold locket. Now, the gold locket, they don't get until the Champions Dinner the next year, and it's meant to give to your wife. Might be tough if you don't have a wife. You get an invitation to the Champions Dinner. You get an honorary membership to Augusta National. That's a full membership, so you can bring guests. You get a champion's locker. You also get to use the champion's only range, which is actually the members range. So if you go to the Masters, and the one you'll see on TV this week is they built out this driving range. I think it was $12 million to build it out. Actually, it might even be more than that, but we'll just say $12 million. And the driving range area is really cool, and you'll see it on TV this week. And if you go to the Masters app, you can watch every player when they're hitting on the range. You can watch their ball flights and get extended stats on, you know, ball speed, face angle, impact, launch angle, blah, blah, blah. All the nerd stuff. But there are two ranges there. There's actually a range closer to Magnolia Lane, and that's the members range. And the champions get to use the members range, and there's no cameras on there. So I guess Phil and... well, Tiger's not there this year, but anybody else who's won, Scotty can go over there and practice without all the cameras. So access only to that range. You get a lifetime invitation to the Masters, so you get to play for life. And speaking of that, Bernard Langer, this will be his final Masters, he said. He actually made the cut last year, so still playing well. You get a bunch of FedEx points, obviously. Winner gets $3.6 million. You get a five-year exemption to all the majors, British Open, PGA. You get a five-year exemption on the PGA Tour, unless you're a live player, and then you don't get that. They're haters. And then finally, you get a special tee time. That means on Sunday, so the Sunday that just passed, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you get a special tee time, and you can invite whoever you want. So Scheffler just played with his mother. And that is what the winner gets. Now, we've been knee-deep in Masters all week, and that started last weekend on Saturday with the women's amateur. And it's a great event. You know, they basically, the telecast only shows the back nine, but it was fabulous. It's fabulous just to watch people play on the course. And in particular, these women can play, man. For instance, Ila Galitsky from Thailand shot 66 on the final round. That was the best round of the day, and it tied the lowest round ever for a female during the amateur. And it was won by Carla Bernat Escudar from Spain. Do we have a trend here? Will a Spanish player win this year? There are a lot of great Spanish players. Jon Rahm, Sergio Garcia. I'm blanking on others that are on the PGA Tour, but this could be an omen for an all-Spain final in the women's and the men's. She was fabulous, actually. She got up and down on 10, made a great putt, and then just played the back nine spectacularly. I mean, it's pretty impressive to go out there and shoot a final round, 68, four under par. On the 18th hole, she hits it on, and she has like a 40-foot putt down the hill. Puts it to about 4 feet away. Has to make the four-footer to win the tournament. And she did, of course. But, you know, it wasn't like a coast. She was coasting for quite a while. She was a few shots ahead of everybody. And then at the end, it got very, very tight. She had to par the last hole to win, which she did. So that was fun to watch, and I love watching it. Let's discuss the odds to win the Masters this year. Okay, so look, I don't bet, but, well, maybe I'll bet this year, but I don't know. Let's see what happens. The key is there certain players that play good at Augusta every year, and you probably want somebody who's played a few times and been in contention, or a past champion even, to win this thing. So let's look. Okay, so Scottie Scheffler and Rory are the favorites. Scottie's the favorite. Rory's not far behind him. Again, Rory's been playing great this year. He already has two wins in the signature event at the PGA Tour. So he won at Pebble Beach and he won at Torrey Pines, which are both U.S. Open courses. So, and he's played well over the years at Augusta. He just can't get over the hump. So maybe this year. Not very great odds, though. Bet 100 to win 650. Third in line is Jon Rahm. You probably haven't been paying attention because he's been over at LIV, but Jon Rahm won a LIV event last year. He was basically in the top 10 of every event. He didn't play so good last weekend at the LIV event. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But Jon Rahm is the highest ranked LIV player. And then we have Morikawa. Morikawa's been playing good. And then a lot of people's pick this year is Ludvig Ahlberg. Ludvig played in his first Masters last year, and he was in the top five. He's got a great game. He won at Torrey Pines also. So, oh, wait, I messed up. Rory didn't win at Torrey Pines. He won the Players. Whatever. He's still a great player. Ludvig is a big fan favorite and probably a betting favorite as well. I mean, if I'm going to go down this list and look at things for a good pick that, like a value pick for me, is Sergio Garcia. Sergio Garcia has been on fire this year on the LIV side. He's been in the top five almost every time. He just got second place. He's won an event. He's really been playing good this year, and he's a past champion. So look for Sergio. That's my pick. What is Sergio? Let me just look. Sergio is 8,000 plus 8,000. Bet 100, win 8,000. Eight. Sepp Straka, another good one, I would say, plus 8,000. And then kind of a flyer, but is Lucas Glover, 17,000, plus 17,000. Lucas Glover was like top 20 last year at the Masters. So I don't know, just take a flyer. All right, let's talk about LIV a little bit and what's happening over there. LIV had their event last weekend at the Blue Monster Doral in Miami, and Mark Leishman won, and then the Rippers also won. That's the team from Australia. They won the team as well. But most people were over par in this tournament. It was very windy. It was a very difficult setup. So they've had a good lead-in, I guess you would say, warm-up into the Masters. So Sergio, like I said, Sergio played well. He missed he ended up getting third, but he had a chance on the 18th hole to tie Leishman, and he hit it into the trees. Funny enough, somebody screamed in his backswing. Not sure if that's why he hit it in the trees. Leishman also hit it in the trees. And Leishman had to make like, he made like a 30-foot putt to win the thing. He had to make a 30-footer for par. So he did a great thing. Sergio ended up having to go for it and hit it in the water. And so that's why he got third. Otherwise, he probably would have coasted into second place. But last weekend, you know, I talked about it on the pod last week that that LIV was going head-to-head with the PGA Tour. So it's the first time that they've had dueling, or first time this season where LIV has had an event and the PGA has had an event as well. And, you know, the PGA Tour obviously did a lot more numbers as far as views, but LIV did well. I guess if we're counting it by how many people viewed it on television, I don't know, whatever. But I will say this, LIV, I've been saying it for a while, LIV is a superior product. And I'll put it on the screen so you can see it right now if you're watching this on YouTube. These graphics that they have on LIV are far superior to what the PGA Tour has. They have everything the PGA Tour does, but just better. The graphics, the colors, they'll do like overlays on the green of like the slope. If you notice here on the lower right hand side, the whole view. They obviously have the top tracer. I don't know. To me, it just looks better. Even the tents that they have in the background, they have black tents versus white tents. It just has better branding. The screen looks better. Now, the flyovers with the drone are better. They're a little fast for me, but here's the key. This thing's made to look like a video game and attract a younger audience. And you can see it from the screen. Like, this is what they're doing. And they're having a lot of success with the attracting the younger viewers. So I would expect, I'm not even going to say what I expect. All I'm going to say is that I think it's a superior production to the PGA Tour. PGA Tour is just kind of that old stale look. So, but the nice thing for the tour is they get to see LIV go and do whatever, take what works, right? If something works at LIV, they're going to copy it and put it over there. And it's like they have a free kind of like testing / trial ground. Now LIV also came out with two social media things this week, or broadcasts, I guess, besides the golf. And one was called the Duels, which was basically their Creator Classic, where they teamed up, like the PGA Tour did something called the Creator Classic a few weeks ago at the Players Championship, where they had like, I don't know how many, like maybe 10 social media influencers, YouTubers, content creators, influencers play a round of golf, and then they put that on YouTube. So LIV did the same thing this last weekend. They just slightly changed it up. And all they did was they had like six teams, and each team had a player. So Phil Mickelson teamed up with one of the creators. Sergio played with a creator. I forget the other people that were in there. Anyways, it was like 2 hour long YouTube video. It did get it, or so far in 3 days, it's gotten 1.6 million views, whereas the PGA Tour one only got 1 million views, and it's been like 3 weeks. So Sergio and George Bryant won it. And I don't know. I watched it. It was on in the background. I'm not super interested in this, but I think that like maybe a younger crowd is. People are watching it. I do find it interesting though when Phil is like his partner's Grant Hovart, when they're like just talking about shots and what he should do. And it's kind of like almost a, well, it's Phil and this guy talking back and forth. Oh, hit the 6-iron, draw it in there, whatever. That's semi-interesting, but otherwise, it's not for me. And then the other thing LIV did is they put out their television show, and I don't know where this is airing or what, but I did see it on YouTube. It's called LIV to Win, and it's basically their version of Full Swing, which is the Netflix show. It was okay. I mean, it was more like a commercial than anything. You know, it was kind of like the who, what, why, when, and where of what LIV is, you know, in this first episode. And It just was kind of weak, in my opinion. It was like the intro, right? It's like this voiceover of what the LIV Golf League is. But then like the shots they're showing are like, you know, people celebrating the trophy ceremonies where they're spraying like champagne on people and stuff like that, and the concerts. So, I mean, like the visuals on it are a 10 out of 10, but like the voiceover was very boring. Like, it's an upstart golf league, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, but I don't know. I didn't think it was that great. But one of the things that I did find interesting about it was the team owners. So they were kind of talking to like Bryson and Brooks and some of these other guys. And they were talking, oh, about the team business element and how we have to, you know, build the team and build the franchise and create value and get marketing and get eyeballs on it and target younger fans. And it was like this odd thing where like golf guys are trying to be businessmen and entrepreneurs, which when I say an odd thing, the reason I say it that way is because you would think, I think that like every golfer that's on the tour is basically a business person already. And they know how to run a business. I mean, you're playing, you're traveling. So you have an assistant, you have an agent, you have a caddy, you know, you basically have clothing sponsors. You have all kinds of opportunities to get involved. People are probably asking you to invest in businesses all the time. Like, look at a guy like Tiger, right? He's running a foundation. He's got all these different businesses that he's running. So for me, I just took it for granted that these guys are just naturally know how to run a business or have been doing it for long enough to where they've, you know, it's kind of, yeah, this is what we do. But not according to Live to Win. These guys are still like learning on the job, which they'll learn. It's not a problem, but I just found that interesting.
Hey, it's Jeremy Callahan, and thanks for listening to This Week in Golf. Make sure and hit subscribe so you can get all the latest news and analysis from Golf BPM.